supporters of H.R. 4445, the Ending Forced Arbitration of Sexual Assault and Sexual Harassment Act of 2021 would reform the use of forced arbitration and employment contracts. Arbitration is an alternative to the court system that employers and workers enter voluntarily. Critics say the practice has resulted in a take-it-or-leave-it contract that leaves workers unable to access due process when they've been discriminated against. House Judiciary Committee Chair Democrat Jerry Nadler of New York is supporting the proposed reform.
It's projected that by 2024, 80% of private sector workers will be forced to sign an arbitration clause when accepting employment. A full 80% of our fellow citizens. And consider that over the past 5 years, employers prevailed over their employees in 98.1% of these arbitration cases. Somewhere in the paper these workers were required to sign, they bound themselves to a system in which they are nearly guaranteed to fail. They foreclosed the possibility of ever having their day in court, and in nearly all of these instances, they even gave up the right ever to talk about their experience.
Nadler says forced arbitration allows sexual predators to operate with impunity. He says the process favors the employer because it allows the company to select the judge and jury, truncate the discovery process, and choose the law that will be applied. And when the company wins a case, the victim has to pay the lawyer fees. Tatiana Spottiswood, a law student at Columbia Law School, describes her experience with sexual harassment and arbitration that began when she was invited on a ski trip with the founder of Invisalign, and continued.
During a work meeting in Dubai, he put his hand inside my pants and grabbed my butt in front of coworkers. No one took any action on my behalf. During that same trip, he turned his attention to another 20-something female employee, also the daughter of someone Chishti called a friend. The next morning, she texted him that she felt violated, that she had asked him to stop many times, and that he knew how drunk she was. Affinity executives and Chishti arranged for her to fly home early and later paid her a secret settlement, and the company did nothing to protect other Affinity women, including me. Chishti orchestrated evening social gatherings for his employees in far-flung locations where heavy drinking was the norm. I never saw any company sexual harassment policy or training. When I asked the head of my office what I should do, he suggested that I avoid Chishti.
Spottiswood describes how her employer wouldn't stop sexual activity with her and that she was put in the position of having to look for another job because of the situation. The House Judiciary Committee advanced H.R. 4445, the Ending Forced Arbitration of Sexual Assault and Sexual Harassment Act of 2021 by a bipartisan vote of 27-14. Now it heads to the House floor. For KPFA News, I'm Daniel Whitty.